This is produced by SubaMedia.com.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Joe Suba. Been a minute since I've been in action, since I've been around. I've been working, haven't been able to do a podcast. I did a podcast about a month ago, and I haven't put it out yet. I'm still working. Well, it's finished. I'm getting it mixed right now. So first of all, I just wanted to say hello to everybody. How you guys been? Hope everyone's been eating well, been taking care of themselves. I've been doing pretty okay. You know, everybody got Trump fever. Actually, I'm recording this right now on October 31st, which is Halloween. I don't really celebrate Halloween. I don't go out at all. I'm not even going outside. I went out to do a couple of runs early, sold some sea moss, dropped that off in the mail. Then I came right back home, got my little snacks to be in the house. Well, yeah, got my little snacks, my little vegan Abe's lemon cupcakes, and that's it. And I'm going to stay home. I'm not, you know, I'm older now. I'm 50, 49, actually. January. 49 now. So all that Thanksgiving, I'm thinking, well, I don't celebrate Thanksgiving either. I mean, all that, Halloween stuff ain't for me, getting dressed up. I feel like it's just too many demons and wild people running around out there. I don't know who's who. People got masks on. I don't know what's going on. But anyway, y'all. I'm in my disclosed bunker, hiding away from the coronavirus. That was my phone. Funny, my phone said cannabis gummies. Now, I do take cannabis, but I don't do the gummies. I do the drops because it helps relax me. I've been trying this tea. It's called St. John's wort tea and lemon balm, and it's put me out. Like, they said it's for relieving stress and tension, and it's really good. I would tell you, if you get opportunity, just try it. I mix it. I like to do mixes with my teas and stuff like that. And also been on this sea moss, been giving me a lot of energy, like unbelievable energy. And I had to tone down that a little because I was talking to a herbalist, and I take sea moss every day, like a scoop in my smoothies. So what he told me was I started urine and I could smell the sea moss coming out of my urine. I know it's a little graphic, right? Anyway, so he was like, I need to lay off it for a little while. So I'm going to lay off it for a week and then I'm going to go back on it and see how my body feels. But other than that, you know, staying out the way, staying away from the corona, keeping my immune system strong. You know, second wave is here. Get ready for that third wave because it's looking crazy. You know, they're talking about the flu and the corona mixing, you know, coming together to be like a super virus, you know. So we definitely got to keep our immune systems high. And, you know, it's going into the winter. You know, tomorrow is daylight saving time. So it's going into the winter months. And, you know, we're not in Florida. We're not in California. We're not, I don't know if Texas stays hot all year round. But we're not in a tropical or hot climates. So, you know, us winter babies, we got to, you know, protect ourselves, keep our mask on. You know, now is not the time to be, I don't believe in the mask. Put that on, please. Keep yourself safe. You know, and just do what you need to do to take care of yourself. A lot of people are not really taking care of themselves. You know, I'm riding my bike still around the city. People outside. You know, they think because you're outside at a diner. Sorry about that, Joe. They think because you're outside at a diner. Let me turn my phone off. Unbelievable. They think because you're outside at a diner, you know, outside eating, that you can't get it. And that's farthest from the truth. You know, I see a whole bunch of people gathered outside. And, you know, the air spreads it. Like, why can't... What do you think? Because it's in the air, it won't spread, and they're just all on top of each other, and there's just there's no mask, no nothing. And the big thing now, I don't know if y'all noticed, y'all seen it probably on TV and stuff. There's the bubble, like people are sitting in a bubble. They got like this plastic bubble. Y'all don't know what's wrong with people, yo. I'm just staying in. I haven't eaten out in a while. I don't plan to eat out no time soon. I really wanted to take a trip to L.A. to visit some of my, two of my buddies. It's just that money is, wow, money is tight right now. So, you know, your money is tight. You got to hold off for a little while. You know what I mean? Yeah, that money's tight. You got to hold off. You know, I can't do what I want to do. That hotel, it's really the hotel because the fly is cheap. The fly is cheap. It's that daggone hotel, y'all. $100 a night, you know. Even $85 a night, you know. If you're not working or, you know, you don't have money coming in constantly, that's a lot of money. So for right now, that's a lot of money for me. But I did play some things called Isuzu. You ever heard of Isuzu? Where you put money into this, like, community, and then when your turn comes, you get your money. So I got a couple of dollars in three different ones. I haven't gotten any money back, yo. So, you know, that comes, if when that comes through, I don't say if, because I got to believe in it, right? When that comes through, I'll be able to take my trip. Because in my trip, I want to get some footage of the airplanes and stuff. Because I'm doing a documentary. Right now, the working title is called 2020, A Shitty Year. And people who saw me over the, when the virus first hit, everybody, when the city shut down, I was out with my camera, getting all this footage of the city, going here, going there. So I want to get, you know, the airports, me taking the flight, seeing what it feels like. Yeah, that's what I want to do. You know, so we'll see. We'll see. You know, my birthday's in January. God willing, I'll have enough money to do it on my birthday in January. Oh, so yeah, back to Trump. So, you know, the election is on the 2nd. I mean, the election is on, what is it, the 2nd? Yeah. No, the 3rd, sorry. I think it's the 3rd of Tuesday, yeah. So I already voted. I'm not telling y'all who I voted for, but I already voted, and it felt good. I got some memorabilia. I got a sticker, and I got a pin, and I put it in my little box, because that's going to be worth some money. I also want to get a MAGA hat. People don't understand. Forget past all the Trump craziness. That mega hat's going to be worth some money when he's gone and dead. You know what I mean? People don't understand how that is remember billions. So I got to get me one. I don't know how I'm going to get that. I went on Amazon. Excuse me. It's not the one I want, but I want the one that they got with the 45 and the flag on the side. For the simple fact is it will be. And if I could, you know, if I'm ever somewhere and I get his autograph, that's going to be worth money. It's like getting an Obama autograph. It's going to be worth money, especially if it's authentic. You know, it's going to be worth some money. So it's something to look into. In stocks, you know, I still haven't got I stole all my stocks, you know, especially the NIO, the electrical car from China. I was talking about that, posting it on my Facebook, and it was $7 at the time. Now the stock is at $30 a share. I got like five or six of them. I wish I would have got more, you know, but that was just me being a new to stock, not thinking I should get 10 of these or 12 of these or 20 of these. You know, at $7, 10, that's $70. I could afford that, you know, but I wasn't thinking. So, but now I know. My next stock is I'm saving up my little coins. It's for Tesla. Tesla right now is at 488. I got 420 that I saved up from selling CMOS, selling T-shirts, and stuff like that, and selling hats and stuff like that. So hopefully, God willing, I'll be able to buy my stock in, or if it goes down, because now that all this craziness is going on with the election, the price of stocks is going down. And black folks, you need to get more into stocks. I'm telling you, it's really not hard. It's not hard to get into. It's not hard to learn. Just do it. Go on YouTube. Like I had somebody help me at first, and I went on YouTube and I started just studying. Learning, you know, 5G stocks. You know, I'm really into tech stocks because that's going to be the wave of the future. Tech. It's this company that just sold more phones than Apple. Dang, I saw it. I think I screenshot it. Let me see if I screenshot it. And if I screenshot it, I am going to buy some stock from that after I get my Tesla. It's very important I get my Tesla because I always said I'm going to get my Tesla. Yeah, I must have didn't screenshot it. That's a bummer. How could I be so stupid? Anyway, I found it because I found it once. I found it again. But they sold more phones than Apple, and I want to get some of that stock. Anything tech, anything battery-driven, you see the way we're going, everything is electrical now. We're getting off of gas and moving on into the electrical state. So African-Americans, people of color, especially African-Americans, we're not into the stocks. So I don't understand it. Like, we'll go buy Jordans, but we won't buy a share of Nike. You know, Apple right now, I got an Apple phone. Apple right stock right now is $114. Y'all buying your Apple phones for $1,000. I seen $1,500 for an Apple phone. And how y'all think y'all getting over is, y'all put a, you know, they're making y'all pay monthly $35 for 2 years. You know how much interest they're going to make off you? But, you know, I buy all my phones straight up. I get these older phones. I got a 8 Plus right now. I don't need the newest phone that come out. I don't need the 11s. I don't need none of that. I just need a phone that can take pictures, videos, and work. And I can get online with. You know? So anyway, you know, this is the election and everything is crazy. And, you know, Trump is making his last bid. And it's just baffling that this guy still doesn't take, he caught the coronavirus. His whole staff, everybody got it. You know, he has incredible super drugs, so he can, you know, he can fight it, you know, but the average Joe Schmo like me, if I was to get sick, you know, I couldn't even have nothing like that, but they got enough for them. You know what I mean? It's bad. And that just goes for anybody, any regular old American, white, black, Asian, Spanish, cause you know, most of us, a lot of us don't have that super health care that the government has, you know? So, you know, this is what's going on. All my people all around the world that's watching this, it's a crazy time in America. America is going crazy. And I hope people don't get violent if Trump wins or Trump loses. Mostly if Trump loses, because a lot of his people are just like, they're just off the hinge. And they want to, they'll just be mad and upset, and you never know what they might do. So it's just like, anything like sports, like you win and it's over, or you lose and it's over. You just deal with it afterwards. You go back and you keep working. You know what I mean? So hopefully we'll get to that point. We won't get crazy. You know, people won't be shooting people or acting stupid or just doing crazy stuff, man. So, because this is the world we live in right now. Everybody's very super sensitive and super heightened, and everybody wants to hurt and be very destructive. And, hopefully that energy will leave this place and we'll start prospering again. You know, when they said the jobs was back, I didn't have a job, so I didn't feel that economy coming back on the rise. You know, I didn't feel that part of it. So
this is produced by SubaMedia.com.
But I did thrive in the coronavirus because I'm more into fitness and health. So I definitely thrive, you know, not thrive, but I've sustained myself. You know, a lot of it is not just making money, it's just sustaining yourself for the next phase. You know, what's the next phase? The next phase is, man, we got to go back and getting back into our health. That's the next phase of this whole thing. And, you know, people may say, what, I'm a coronavirus cheerleader. Well, you know, 230,000 people and people still think it's cool. I don't get that part, you know. Especially black folks. Black folks is really getting crazy with the coronavirus. They starting to be like white folks, Trump white folks, and think it's fake. No, it's fake. Here we go. Your whole family wiped out. It's fake. All your friends is dying. It's fake. So funny. Last week, I bumped into a black and Latino Trump rally. I taped it. So I'm going to put the coverage that I got of it and put it into my documentary. It was very interesting watching some of these black folks, I call them blacks, I don't like to use the N-word, because they were very, I don't know, it's like they were almost soulless. It's like, I don't know how you could be like that and have no empathy for your own people. Knowing that the coronavirus, it's fake, and then it's funny, they jump on Biden because, you know, Giuliani put out something about his laptop, but the FBI looked at it and there's nothing there. or you know, if the FBI had it, it would be all over the place. Oh, it's pedophilia. They're always trying to link these Democrats to pedophilia, but there's never no proof. I don't get that part. See, now we're living in an age of information. So if you're being ignorant and don't research, then you're the stupid one. Somebody tells you something and you don't go research it, then you're the stupid one. And you just go believe everything they say. And another thing, I see all these people trying to discourage black people. Blacks trying to do it, you know. Or if you're voting, you look like a coon. I'm looking at these people like, yo, you're not voting. You are the coon. Because you sit back. These type of people sit back on the internet and do nothing but complain or try to rouse up other people, right? To me, any black person who votes for Trump just hates themselves. Unless you know, because most of the black people I know don't make a lot of money. They make about between $50,000 to $60,000. So when I see these type of people loving Trump, they don't even make that much. They probably make 20. When I see these type of people loving Trump, it's baffling to me. He cares nothing about y'all. But I respect you for standing your ground and wanting to vote for him. The lines have been crazy. I've never seen so many people voting, even in the Obama era. Like, this early voters registration has been unbelievable. And I know a lot of people think, let me get some water. A lot of people probably think, oh yeah, that's for Trump. Now people trying to vote his ass out. And excuse me, the people at his rally have been so quiet. You know, usually it's a lot of enthusiasm. They're going crazy, but you know, it becomes crazy when you follow somebody blindly. It's almost like they're the walking dead. And I hate to keep saying it, but it's like it's almost like it's a cult, really. It's a cult. And you know, God is watching everything we do. That's all I should say. Yeah. That's what I am gonna say. So anyway, y'all, you know, it's getting cold. Protect yourselves, get that vitamin C if you can. You know, try to get it organically. Some of us don't have the money to get it organically. You know, at this particular time, I don't have the money to get it organically. Bills are backed up. Things have to get done, so I got to get it regular. And it's okay if you have to get it regular sometimes. It's the point of you just taking better care of yourself. There's people that's going to roll out and get some damn orange juice with all the sugar in it, you know? So you come in the house and juice your own stuff, you winning. You come in the house and making your own shakes, you winning. You're not eating that fried chicken and pork and eggs and cheese. You winning. You're not eating that fried food off the grill in the bodegas. You winning. You don't have tons of sugar. I remember I used to have tons of sugar in my coffee. Let me get 6 sugars in my coffee. Then I would have milk with it. Ugh. And then I got off the milk and I started using, like, they have alternative milks, like, you know, I forget the names of the milk, but they got these alternative milks and that shit ain't no good for you. Oh, I cursed. One curse. But they ain't no good for you either. But, yeah, guys, just, you know, get into your health, start exercising if you can. I'm always preaching it because it's very important to our health. You know, your health is your wealth. And you really got to take it serious. This is a serious, serious time for us as African Americans because we're the ones that's really dying from this thing. It's a serious time to look at yourself now. The city might be locked down again. They might lock New York down again because it's going up left and right. It's really going up because of the summer. Everybody got lax. Everybody at the restaurants. They outside. They eating. Now it's getting cold. So now it's really flying through the air. You know? And these people seem to not care. And I noticed there was not a lot of black people doing this. A lot of white folks doing it. And we have to be mindful, all of us. Where all of us have to be mindful. White, black, Asian, Spanish. Because we can, you know, this thing is a deadly, serious virus. You know? It's serious, man. And we really got to start taking it as a serious. We still haven't taken it as a serious, man. It's unbelievable. you know, and even me, my guards dropped a little. I went back to the gym, but I'm always wearing my mask. I'm never outside without my mask. But, you know, we all drop a little, but the important thing is to get back up and remember, you know. And another thing, they talk about having the disease to be ready by the end of the year, beginning of the year. But still, it won't be ready for all the thousands of Americans. They talk about the army issuing it. They crazy. You think I'm going to go to some army guy issuing some coronavirus shot in my arm? Ugh. I don't even like vaccines. I can't remember that. Last time I took a vaccine was 2007. And I took the corona, not the corona. I took the flu shot at this job I was at, 2007. I remember that. Because that's the last time I had a regular 9-to-5 job. And after that, I never took a shot again. I remember one year I got really sick. For like 2 weeks, I couldn't even move. I was really sick. But my body beat it. And I haven't really been that sick afterwards. Oh, well, last year I did go to the hospital because I had a bad foot infection. And I even think I might have had the coronavirus back then in November. So funny, around this time last year, I believe we started shooting a horror movie that I was in, that I produced. It's called Shadows. I've been showing clips of it. I just built the website. Check out the website. It's at www.theshadowsmovie.com. Theshadowsmovie.com. I built that website, so tell me what you think. Also, don't forget to go to joesuba.com. That's my acting. Don't forget, if you want a t-shirt, a cool t-shirt, you can go to www.motivationandfaith.com. You want to pick up some of my books. Don't forget, Prayer and Juice. You know, I always pump that on my Facebook. If you want to get my Energy Clover line, don't forget to go to energymerch.com. I think I put all my stuff in there. Oh, and if you want to get my workout video, yes, I have a workout video. It's called 45 Minutes of Hell. You can go to 45minutesofhell.com. Or just Google my name, Joe Suba. You'll see all that stuff on there. Go to my Facebook, Joe Suba. Instagram, Joe Suba. And just add me, y'all. I always get back to everybody and I talk. You know, this is the time that we got to start getting back into the health. I can't really be on the Trump thing or the Biden thing anymore because now we really need to get back. You know, the summer was fun. It was fun. Now it's time to get back to our health and eating right and getting back on course. All right? So those are my websites. Hit me up on here. You on Suba? Oh, I forgot. You on supertalks.com. That is my website for this particular podcast. Always got my own website for my podcast. My media company is supermedia.com. Now it's Supermedia LLC because now we're at LLC, which I feel so blessed and so excited about. So I did it. I put all of my stuff in in one podcast. All right, y'all, listen. Prayer and Juice. Be good. Be blessed. Oh, never forget to pray. Whoever you pray to, don't forget to pray. Always thank God for forgiveness and thank God for life and your family and pray for your family and your friends. Always. I don't tell you to pray for your enemies. Pray for your family and your friends, always. And all those around us and orphans all around the world and people less fortunate. That's it, y'all. Thanks for tuning in. I got to go. Peace out.
This is produced by SubaMedia.com.